Welcome to Genomic Journeys.
Hey everyone, welcome to Genomic Journeys. I'm your host, Sheikh Namira, and today we are going to explore a really fascinating and super rare genetic case with my team Bhavya and Yash. We are diving into a world of de novo 17 pair 13.2 to 11.2 duplication syndrome in a newborn or a neonate, as we say in medical terms. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful, but don't worry, I will break it all down. Plus, I have added some question and answer throughout the episode to keep things conversational and answer questions you might have.
Hey everyone, my name is Bhavya, as Namina told about today's case. Okay, so here's a story. Our patient is a newborn who was diagnosed with something called 17th pair duplication syndrome. In short, this means a piece of chromosome 17th was duplicated. Think of it having an extra copy of a certain instruction in your genetic code. So, the position of duplication is on the P arm at 11.2 to 13.2 segment.
So, in the baby's case, the duplicated syndrome was de novo. What's de novo?
De novo. This term means that the genetic change or a mutation occurs in the first time in an individual or it is not inherited from parents.
Hey, I know some atypical features observed in this disease. So, here what gets interesting. While duplication like this one can cause developmental and physical challenges, the baby had some atypical features that you don't see in other cases, such as fetal growth restriction, unilateral hydronephrosis. Postnatally, the neonate has low birth weight, facial dysmorphism, with additional findings of 11 pair of
ribs. 11 pairs?
Yeah, 11 pair. Usually, humans have 12 pairs, but here the case suggests us that there are 11 pairs of ribs.
Okay.
Nice. Excessive Mongolian spot, bradydactyly, and pre-axial polydactyly.
Alright, can you break some of them?
Yeah, sure. So the first symptoms we have is fetal growth restriction. This is a condition in which a fetus doesn't grow to its full potential in the womb, and it's often result in low birth weight, which is usually less than 2 kg.
Okay.
Next we have is hydronephrosis.
Wait, let me explain. I know hydronephrosis.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, this condition involves the swelling of kidney. It's due to the buildup of urine. So it occurs when there is a blockage in the urinary tract. Am I right, Yash?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should go ahead then.
Then we have facial dysmorphism. As the term suggests, there is a dysmorphism or a destructure of the face than usual. It indicates genetic abnormalities.
So there is a disagreement in a face.
Yeah, the face is irregular than the a natural shape.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I would like to know about Mongolian spot, if you don't mind.
Sure. Mongolian spots. Mongolian spots are bluish-gray pigmented spots that appears on the skin of newborn. So, can I continue to my previous discussion?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Now we have pre-axial polydactyly. This is a condition in which an individual has an extra digit. It may be a finger or a toe on the side of the hand, and it usually present closest to the thumb. Next, bradydactyly. This refers to short finger, short toes, which may be a result of genetic conditions.
Alright, can you tell me more about this case? It sounds so interesting to me.
Why not? This is a case of neonate born second in order to a healthy non-consanguineous couple.
Healthy non-consanguineous couple?
Yeah, those couples are not blood related. And the delivery was done by cesarean with a birth weight of just 2 kg.
Okay.
The previous pregnancy of the couple resulted in missed abortion.
So like the first child was aborted.
Yeah, the first child couldn't survive. This is the second child. And there was no comorbidities or teratogen exposure during pregnancy.
I know, I'm interrupting you again and again, but the topic is too interesting. What is teratogenic exposure?
Yeah, sure. A teratogen is a substance which can be exposed or digested by a person during pregnancy and that can cause fetal abnormalities.
Okay, got it. But how could you diagnose it?
But before that, there is this case presentation I would like to share. Examination of cardiovascular and respiratory system was normal. Abdomen was soft with no obvious organomegaly. Baby was conscious. Asymptomatic hypoglycemia was noted on day 1st and neonatal jaundice on day 3rd. CBP and serum calcium level were normals. Neurosonogram was normal. Chest X-ray revealed 11th pair of ribs. Sepsis was suspected. Blood culture shows ceritaria sepsis. Urine culture demonstrated Klebsiella on day 3rd of life.
Hey, wait. What is sepsis?
And I want to know about Klebsiella too.
Okay, I will tell you. Sepsis is a serious condition that happened when the body's immune system has an extreme response to an infection. And Klebsiella. Klebsiella, when the bacteria entered the body through wounds, airways or the urinary tract. Okay, let's go back to diagnose. Now, diagnosing this baby wasn't exactly straightforward. When the baby was born with these unusual features and developmental delays, the doctors immediately thought, okay, we need to dig deeper here. They used past medical and family history, anti-scan, serum screen and last chromosomal microarray testing to figure it out what was going on.
Okay, so hey Namira, you told me about chromosomal microarray. What is that? It sounds like a high-tech stuff.
Yes, it kind of is. Chromosomal microarray is a technique which used to detect copy number variations like duplication and deletion in the genome. It provides a higher resolution than traditional karyotyping.
Alright, can you tell me about the chromosomal microarray in more detail?
Chromosomal microarray testing is a super cool tool that lets doctors zoom in and look for a tiny duplication or deletion in the chromosome. It's way more detailed than traditional genetic tests and it's becoming a go-to when doctors suspect something's up but can't put their fingers on it right away. In this case, it helped them find that specific 17 pair 13.2 to 11.2 duplication.
Namira, you mentioned about duplication, that was de novo, but why does it matter?
As you know, de novo means the duplication wasn't inherited. This can be a big deal for a few reasons. First, it suggests that these genetic changes happen randomly during development, which can sometimes mean the symptoms are more unpredictable. And for parents, it can be a bit of relief to know that this wasn't something they passed on genetically. It also usually means there is a lower risk of happening this again in future pregnancies.
So based on what both Namira and Yash told me about today's case, I would like to summarize it. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the duplication is de novo. The case is about the newborn baby. The duplication was on the 17th pair. The features observed were excessive Mongolian spots, preaxial polydactyly, and about the diagnosis of a chest X-ray, it revealed 11 pairs of ribs. And also, we got to know about chromosomal microarray. Am I right, Yash?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like now, I have a question about implications of medical practice.
Sure thing. So, this case teaches us a lot about rare genetic condition. One can take away that how critical it is to use early genetic testing when you see unusual features in a newborn baby. Chromosomal microarray testing can provide the answers needed to create a personalized care plan early on.
Okay.
What can doctors and parents take from this case?
For the doctors, it's a reminder that genetic conditions can have a broad range of symptoms, even some that aren't typical. So, keeping an open mind and considering atypical features is really important. For parents, it's about being informed and proactive. Getting the right diagnosis early open doors to support an intervention that can make a world of difference in a child's development.
Understood.
Yeah, let's wrap up this episode of Rare Genomic Journeys. We have taken a deep dive into the case of neonate with de novo 17th pair duplication syndrome.
Exploring atypical features, the diagnostic journey and the management plan. I hope the conversation style format and the question and answer helped to make this complex case a little bit clearer and maybe even sparked some curiosity.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe and join us next time as we explore more rare genetic cases. Until then, I'm your host, Sheikh Namira, with my team, Bhavya and Yash, and thanks for tuning in.